Welcome, folks, to another Who's Ghost Stories. Today, we are talking about, I'd say, a pretty well-known eerie legend, eerie lore, like we were just talking about off-camera, weird, eerie story. Probably a little odder than it is haunting, but it's definitely a well-known one, so we gotta touch it. We are talking, and they're all... I'll start off by saying, if you're not used to the area, this is kind of like two stories mashed into one. We're talking about Watson Curtsey Mansion and it being haunted, and Mad General Anthony Wayne, or General Mad Anthony Wayne, I kind of butchered that there, from the Revolutionary War?
Yep.
Yeah. Yes. And his ghost and how it ties into everything. So I do promise, if you're not from the area, he does cross into Watson Curtsey Mansion for a little bit, and then they have their own separate thing from him. But it's a little convoluted. We're going to dive in. We're going to talk about this. This is probably one of my favorite ones, just because of how kind of convoluted the whole thing is. And it's real life. It's not a bunch of people made up different legends, and over time they got morphed together. It's a real...
Fact is stranger than fiction.
It's a real messed up thing here, so... Without further ado, we'll go ahead and Sean, get us started.
The Mad General, Anthony Wayne, was a general in the Revolutionary War. While making a stop at a small fort overlooking the bay, Anthony Wayne passed away in a chair due to complications from gout. Wayne would be buried in a wooden coffin under the floor of one of the blockhouses. 13 years later, Wayne's son Isaac traveled from Radnor, PA, at the request of his sister, to bring their father's remains home to be buried in the family plot. Upon arriving, Isaac and those exhuming the body were surprised to see that in those 13 years, not much decay had occurred. The physician, Dr. Wallace, came up with the idea of dismembering the body and rendering the flesh from the bone in a large cauldron. Isaac was given his father's remains, and the clothes and remaining flesh were returned to the coffin.
In 1853, the blockhouse was destroyed and the remains of Wayne were lost until their discovery in 1878. Today, the remains of the coffin, clothing, dissection tools, along with the chair he died in and cauldron he was boiled in, are kept in the Watson Curtsey Historical Mansion. The mansion was built in 1891 and was donated to the Erie Trust Company in 1941, where it became a museum.
Surprisingly, there are not many stories of the Mad General haunting the museum. There are stories of a presence and a feeling, but the majority of the sightings of the Mad General involve the path that his son Isaac took home to Radnor. As the legend goes, in his grief, Isaac did not realize on the bumpy path home some of his father's bones fell from the carriage and had been scattered along U.S. Route 322. It is said around midnight on the general's birthday, January 1st, he can be seen riding his horse Nancy along U.S. Route 322, searching for his lost bones.
So one thing that's interesting that I was just trying to quickly like read through and see if it was in this article, I'm pretty sure that, or at least from what I heard and remember up at the museum, pretty sure the original blockhouse was actually burned down by Indians.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't think it was being used, so it wasn't like a big battle, but I'm pretty sure the original building was burned down by Indians.
Like
which
you said, his bones were lost for 25 years. Okay.
So like there's a lot going on here. Also I think it is in this article, Wayne requested to be buried beneath the blockhouse. Like, that's where he wanted to rest. He didn't want to go back home to the family. He said, if I die, plain coffin under the blockhouse is where he wanted to be buried. So, I mean, at first, you've got a man who was in the war, passing away, and, like, he's receiving his resting wishes, which is plain box below his military fort that he loved.
He was the general. Made sense.
And then his son comes to town, demands he be dug up. And then
at the request of his sister.
At the request of his sister. His family's like, we got to dig him up, bring him home. Despite the fact he didn't want to be home. He wanted to be buried with his men. They dig him up, They're surprised that the embalming was so good that he's barely decayed. So their idea is to then, instead of just, let's just maybe let him rest here. Let's chop him up. We'll boil the body. Get rid of the flesh. I don't think anything just says what they did with the flesh. I'm just assuming they dumped the flesh.
Oh, the remains of the flesh went in the coffin with the clothing.
Lovely.
So they just poured him into the coffin.
So they just poured liquid flesh back in there.
Yep.
And then the bones are sent via horse and wagon back home.
Incompetently.
And today our roads in Pennsylvania are awful. This is before they're paved. They're just wooded, like, dirt roads through the woods.
So, and this, like, is in a carriage, so...
If any spirit has a right to be pissed off at what happened to them, I would say it's General Wayne. His wishes were fulfilled.
And then they were disturbed.
And of course, his bones were lost along the way.
Yeah.
Is that why Pennsylvania roads are so terrible?
Yeah, I'm assuming so, that he's cursed the road system in PennDOT. Like,
yes.
Yeah, this is...
I'm going to start calling potholes Waynes.
I like it. As Andrew said before we were talking about it, this is one of those weird, eerie things that, you know, local Erie residents, if you know your local history, you know about this story. And if you're not from this area at all, this is like the, really? This is the weird history, as Sean said,
like I said,
fact is stranger way than stranger fiction. Than fiction in this case. Yeah, just
taking out even the spirit or ghost elements, like the whole, everything else.
Yeah.
Reading this story, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie. Why can't I think of what it's called? The Brock and Marky Mark.
Oh, Painting Game.
Where it gets to the point where he's dismembering and grilling a body. And it pops up on the screen. Still a true story.
Yeah.
Like, that's where my mind went to the entire time that I was, you know, doing the research for this.
Yeah. And, like, so it's important to know, like, the haunt that's tied to him at Watson Christie Mansion is the cauldron, because apparently at night it rumbles and makes noises, almost like bones rattling inside of it. The other haunt that's there that I feel like gets lost in the shuffle a lot because this story is so whack,
yeah,
is the family that own the house. I think it's their young daughter is the one that actually haunts the actual mansion.
Yeah, but she's seen on the stairs a lot.
But she's a peaceful spirit, and like we've talked before, probably just because it's her home.
Right.
And her home is now a museum, so it's well preserved and taken care of. So she's just walking around checking it out. But
which, once again, could very well be that residual energy we always talk about.
Yeah. But like anything not her is tied to General Wayne because the story is just so, for lack of a better term, mad.
And a lot of what I saw too, like I said, it was mostly that you feel like you're being watched.
Mm-hmm.
You're not like seeing really door slamming or any like thing that we would normally relate to a poltergeist or anything like that. But just a feeling of being constantly watched and that there's someone over your shoulder.
Yeah, that's the route. And like,
it's like a 400-mile route.
Too.
Yeah.
Through horse and carriage. So like the other big thing is like, if you follow the path, you'll see the ghost of Anthony Wayne riding his favorite horse looking for his bones.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, a few things I read specified New Year's Eve, so I don't know if there's a specific like part of the journey on New Year's Eve that he appears at.
Right. Well, and like we said, January the 1st is his birthday.
Yeah.
So
I need to ask Jocelyn what she knows about this, because she's from this area that's on the...
Ask if she's ever found a thigh bone or something down there.
Just a rib.
But like,
just because I always see Lancaster when we're heading down, so like I know this is the area. Her mom's from Westchester area, so it's like I wonder.
It's definitely what, because I mean, he had to have stopped along the
way. Oh yeah, that's not a day trip
on horseback. And like, what's kind of funny to me too, like at any point on the trip, did he ever stop to check the cargo? Because like I know, like when
to
he got
be fair, I don't know if I'd want to look at my dad's oiled bones.
That's the first thing. Second thing is, I mean, I would if I am a son who is dealing with his dead father bringing back the remains, I think I'm assuming that they're not getting out of the cart.
And if they do, whatever.
Yeah, it's bones.
I just watched your dad get boiled, like...
At the suggestion of a physician.
Yes.
There was a medical personnel that said, yay, you know what? This is how we're going to do it. We're going to cut him up into pieces, put him in a boiling pot, and when he's done, you got the bones.
To be fair, after 13 years, he probably was going there expecting it to just be bones.
Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, it's going to be just bones. And they show up and they're like, oh, what do we do?
I wonder if anyone spoke up on Wayne's behalf at all. Like, as a dude, it's like, hey, he just kind of wanted to be left there.
So, I guess the interesting question related to that, though, is who was there to speak on his behalf? Like, who would have known him other than his soul, his platoon?
Then, this is, you know, in the early 1800s.
Yeah.
After 13 years, anybody that was at fighting age could very likely be gone. Like,
very true. What I found interesting is, like, and it's probably because of everything that happened to him, I couldn't find anything that said the blockhouse was haunted or had any, like, sightings of his ghost.
Which makes sense if he was at rest there.
Yeah, that's where he wanted to be.
This is his favorite place, which I guess, like, if you do get in to visit it, get the guard to let you in, like, they do still have, like, the tomb cover, like, showing where he was laid to rest. But, like, if that's where he wanted to be, it explains why he... doesn't haunt there at all. I almost half expect that that's where he would want to be.
Right.
Like, I'm surprised, almost surprised his ghost isn't there.
He's looking for his bones.
He is too busy looking for his femur.
Right, and every time he goes to pick it up, he can't, because he's not corporeal.
But, like, joking aside, that part makes sense to me. If he's at looking rest. For his... If he was at rest there and was... disturbed, and that's kind of why there are stories about his spirit being there. Yeah, his spirit wants to get the bones back where they belong, so he can be at rest again. So it makes sense why he would only appear
kind of like unfinished business.
Yeah, the bones rattling in the cauldron, and then looking for the missing bones. It makes sense to me.
It would be fantastic to be able to hear that sound coming out of the cauldron, because we've I've been to the museum, and it's just on a display, like, behind glass. Like, there's nothing near it. So there would be no other explanation as to why this cauldron is suddenly rattling and making noises like that. But I would love to, like, take part of the trip to, like, see if there are, like, any nighttime glimpses of, like, orbs on the road, or, like, a full apparition of him on his horse, just riding back and forth for eternity, because he was desecrated and his bones were lost.
If we leave Erie by 8 o'clock on January 1st, we'll hit this area about 11 o'clock, 12. Just saying, like...
But well, to be real, but to be, you know... Yeah, I was going to say, we have to go on horseback.
We got to get somebody accurate to take us in the cart.
God.
But that's part of the science, because we'll, like, have a thing of, like, dog bones where they fall out. That's where we'll look for roughly now. But, like, this whole thing is so...
Also, to clarify, he meant, like, dog bone treats, not actual bones of a dog.
Thank you. That definitely something that we didn't think about. Should have clarified.
So, like, I know when they went to reassemble the skeleton to bury him again, that's when they noticed the bones were missing. I wonder how many bones actually, like, fell out. Like, what percentage? Like, did they, like, was he just missing, like, some of his, like, rib cage? Or, like, did they notice, like, half the body's gone?
Was he missing, like, one leg? And you do bring up a good point. Like, how many bones were missing?
Because it just says when they tried to... So I'm assuming another physician tried to reassemble the skeleton so they could bury it. And that's when he's like, you don't have a full body. But what was missing?
You don't have a full body.
But that's the conversation that would have been had.
Right. I think you're missing some pieces, sir.
Yeah, like, so how many bones fell out and that he's actually looking for? Because I'm not trying to be a jerk, but we, from the first physician, we know physicians at that time weren't the best.
Yeah.
So if something small was missing, I doubt the physician would notice.
It has to be something significant.
Right. It's got to be a significant amount, or like his like pelvis is gone.
Pelvis gone. Like some of the spine is missing. Like,
right.
Oh man.
Head's
some
not
of his toes
up.
Are actually still in the cauldron.
Right. Like
it's the fingers. That's what makes the noise. It is weird.
Yeah.
And I'm sad that I don't think there's any documentation as to what that physician saw was missing. Unless he just tried to count the bones and just said, yeah, you're missing. There's not enough bones here.
Did we know how many bones were in the body at that time?
I don't know how many bones are in the human body now.
It's like 206.
206. So he could have just counted.
I was going to say, like, I know it's just over 200.
He could have counted up and been like, there's 175 here.
We're missing easily 25 bones.
We can't put this together.
So the puzzle doesn't have all the pieces.
It would be really cool, because Revolutionary War hero, and like George Washington said
he was like the right-hand man of George Washington.
So like this family's burial is probably well-kept. It has to still be standing. It would be interesting to travel down there to see what that plot looks like.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say, because even in, when we were in, which one was that? That was the, what was the name of the Potter's Field that we went to in Buffalo? That was,
Dunkirk.
No.
Sorry with a D, though.
I'm sorry.
Doodville.
Yeah, yes. Doodville.
Yes. When we were there, they had, you know, grave markers from the Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
And if just a random, you know, veteran of the Revolutionary War was taken care of that well in a random potter's field, I'm sure that this actual grave is pristine.
And it said, like, the sun...
Especially after he traveled 400 miles both ways.
And, like, it says the sun regretted his decision after realizing the bones weren't all there. So you have to imagine that like he would have put some time and thought into what the plot would look like going forward.
I'm also surprised that that's when he started regretting it.
Yeah, at no point before this did he ever go, this seems like a bad idea.
You had me bad idea at...
Dismembering.
No, you had me a bad idea of let's dig up Dad.
Right.
Go dig up Dad and bring him home.
It would have been one thing if you dug him up and he was, you know, all bones, whatever. It's what you were hoping for. But then you get there and he's completely preserved. It's like, nah, just put him back in the ground.
Yeah. You know what? This is where he wanted to be. His body's still intact.
Tell your sister that, you know, you couldn't find his body.
Yeah.
Or tell her, you know.
Tell her the blockhouse was destroyed.
Yeah. Something.
There was no internet.
Well, she couldn't fact check it.
No, but, like, just absolutely wild. And, like, what also kind of interesting to me, like, if you were to follow the trail, because it goes, anyone not in Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania is still mostly just woods. Mm-hmm. So this trail is going through
woods and mountains.
So I would believe you are bound to see some sort of phenomena where it's either orbs or full apparitions. So, like, it would be really interesting to document the whole trip down to see how much was actually saw and caught, and like if there's EVPs or anything, because it's his route and he's known for it, but how many other spirits are on that same route?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like so much gets attributed to him, like how many spirits could be like misidentified?
Yeah.
Because we found with Wintergreen Gorge, you got Tippy Dutch, when we were at the Gudgeonville Bridge, that creek was a huge thing for battles. I mean,
right.
Yeah.
There could be hundreds of spirits that are just roaming there, and everyone's just like, oh, that's Mad Anthony Wayne, and it's not even close to him.
Be interesting.
It would be very interesting. Like, this is a story that's wacky. There's a lot of questions, a lot of why did you ever think about doing that, but, like, it is something that would be so fun to explore. A 400-mile trek this ghost is just constantly searching for his bones. At least in spirit, like, if you want to take away, like, a little positive note from it, everything that has been said about seeing him, he is riding his favorite horse.
Right.
Yeah. So he is reunited with his trusty steed, his favorite war horse, his favorite, like, Tim and Dutch, he's reunited with his companion.
Nancy.
That's the horse's name, Nancy?
Yes.
I had to look back, I was like, I know we said it. Nancy.
I love that name for a horse. So him and Nancy are every day riding 400 miles. I wonder, so, all right, because ghosts, like, they, if they have something they're doing, they do it the same way all the time.
Right.
So is he riding from the family tomb up here every day, or is he riding from up here to down there every day?
Also, here's a question. This horse, is it moving at ghost speed, or is it moving at regular horse speed? Because he might be spending a good portion of the year doing this route back and forth.
It would depend on him. I would assume for efficiency, you'd be moving at ghost speed, but he may just be prodding along, but...
just a slow trot so he can look at the ground.
Yeah. If you were looking for your bones, you would.
Yeah, he might just be going back and forth 365.
Yeah, like...
You bring up a good point.
Because, like, what brought that question up is... Would he start at the end where his bones eventually would, or would he start at the beginning where he loved to be? Like, where is that imprint going to be strongest that he's going to come in and just keep going?
Right.
I don't know.
Because there's an argument for both.
Right.
Because you would think that he would have the strongest energy where he was, you know, the most upset. So where his bones are would be a potential starting place, but it could also be that he's starting at his place where he's most at rest and most peaceful. I kind of lean towards where he's angriest is where he starts.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But
as he reja frejas all the way back, like,
that's interesting. And these are questions we may never have answers to, but again, if we do, we'll bring them to you.
Exactly. Yep. Those will be the first people we tell.
This would be a cool one to explore some of the areas.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if we'll ever get the chance. If we do, it might have to be in several parts.
Oh, no, just a live stream. The entire drive. Dash cam footage.
Remember, we got to start at the blockhouse and then go to Watson Curtsy Mansion. And then we can start our journey.
All right, three parts.
So if we were to investigate any part of it, what part would you want to investigate and what would you expect to see on that part? We'll break it up into the trail, Watson Curtsy, and the blockhouse.
If we got to see the blockhouse, I imagine we probably won't see anything. Mm-hmm. Just realistically, based off of everything that we know about the story, he was at rest there. I don't think that he's actively haunting. I don't think there's even like residual energy or anything. I think it's just... he's at peace.
Yeah.
At the Watson Curtsy Mansion, we've kind of already talked about, you know, we'll see the young girl. I imagine we'll probably at least feel her, but I would really like to hear the cauldron rattle. That I would like to really hear. As far as the 400-mile journey that I have made, not the exact journey to go visit Jocelyn, like, I know that journey. I would be interested to kind of take the exact path because I'm a little familiar with that area. So I'm interested to see, you know, based off of US 322, like what it looked like then compared to now and like where our house is and things like that. Because there's a decent amount of, as Andrew said, there's woods and mountains, but there's also a decent number of farms that are off the interstate and everything. So it's like, I wonder how much is... Yeah, that's all. That's what I'm thinking.
How about you?
So, I would feel most inclined to go to Watson Curtsy. the one thing about making the long journey is we don't know what we would see. Obviously, in a moving vehicle, it's going to be harder to catch orbs. It's also going to be a lot harder to differentiate between what is a moving orb and what is just, you know, something moving outside of the car. If we could find a great way to set something up where we are just catching what is outside of the car, I would be all for it. But I feel like there's just way... Yeah, we'd have to go on carriage. All right, 400-mile carriage. But I would be interested to see, even just part of the journey, if we saw anything. But Watson Curtsy, to hear the rattling bones, definitely.
I agree. I think if you were to do the journey, you would have to make a lot of stops.
Yeah.
Like, anywhere you had the chance to pull off the road or pull over, I think that would be your best chance at experiencing anything. And, like, with it, too, with him traveling the journey looking for his bones, you wouldn't know where he's actually at.
Yeah.
So there'd be... I feel like actually witnessing him and his horse is like a 1 in 1,000 chance.
Right.
It's like finding the Headless Horseman in Skyrim.
It's
possible. Highly unlikely.
You would have to do the trip twice. Starting from the blockhouse and then starting from down there and hoping that you're starting at the same place he is. And I think that would be your best chance at witnessing him on the path. Like I said, you'll probably see a lot of other things.
Or hope that your car has more than one horsepower.
Yeah. but yeah, I think Watson Curtsy would definitely be top of the list to check out and hang around that cauldron. Especially because they have his chair and his other things that he died on. There's enough pieces energy
of
there.
His clothing, parts of the coffin, the actual chair he died in. Which is another reason why I don't think the blockhouse would have much residual energy. Everything that was there has been moved.
Yeah, the only thing there is a marker.
Yeah,
this is where he was laid to rest, but not for long.
Speaking of the remains of the coffin, thinking logistically, if boiling flesh and muscle and everything was poured into a coffin.
It's in that wood.
Yep, I was saying liquids do not stay in wood. They go into the wood.
Yep.
So I would imagine that.
Because I believe it's the full lid with the brass nails.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would definitely be into trying to get into the Watson Curtsy Mansion. The trip would be amazing to take. I feel like that would almost be a documentary more than anything.
Yeah.
The Road of Wayne. So if we get the chance to do that, we will. But we'll at least try to get into the Curtsy Mansion, see what we can find out. But
take off a month in the summer.
We'll have to see if there's any fountains along the way. Fountains of Wayne.
I think that does it for this episode. Thanks for stopping by. Like and subscribe. Come back next time. We'll be investigating some more.
Thanks, guys.
Stay in the light.